My name is Monday. I'm from Burma, the country which was under the military dictatorship for 50 years. But now we are also going through democratization under the leadership of Aung San Suu Kyi.
And you said Burma, not Myanmar. Why?
For me, it doesn't really matter because Burma came from the colonial context and Myanmar was named by the generals. So, you know.
Burma and Myanmar both are the same for you.
Yeah, for me the same. Yeah.
Okay. Tell us, what do you like to write about? Where are you focused on in your writing?
I write poetry, and I also translate poetry and fiction, and I also do visual art. Whenever I write, I think the kind of poetry that I write, it's experimental and associative and contemporary, I would say, because it also challenges the notion of linear reality. And also I have a lot of political and social references in my poetry, you know, keeping it critical and playful at the same time. And also I like to have some humor in my poetry.
Do you write in Burmese or in English?
I write in both languages. I'm trying to be writing in English as well.
Mm-hmm. I'm putting you on the spot. Do you have a few lines that you can give us of your poetry? Wow, we're in a thunderstorm. In Burma, do you have thunderstorms like this?
We have thunderstorms like this. We get a lot of rains during the rainy season because where I live, Rangoon, it's quite close to the delta. So we get a lot of rain as well. Okay, here we go. If you are lucky one day, you will see the coconut trees growing in your head. You will see Buddha, whose temple is your body. And you will have powers to drive away the black flies nesting inside your ears. If you are lucky one day, you will come back home. You will live in a sunflower. And the lampposts and the tongues will come out of the lampposts and say, "Welcome home."
Oh, that's a beautiful poem. And how interesting that these are not sound effects. Actually, we're having this conversation during a thunderstorm here in Iowa. How long have you been in Iowa, in the United States? Have you been here before?
I have never been here before, but I always wanted to come here because, you know, I've been exposed to, I think, a section of American society, American psyche through films and music. You know, I watch a lot of films, say like Robert Altman, you know, films on American political themes, and I mean many others as well, also the music. But now this is the first time here, and I'm very so glad to be here. And I have a project in mind to take loads of photographs of places, you know, that might have some kind of political and social character. And then I want to also write poetry to accompany those photographs.
You come here at a very interesting time, at least according to the other writers I've been talking to as well. And I think you would say most Americans mm-hmm. would agree that this is an interesting time in terms of politics. And, mm-hmm. and politics is a theme that you've taken up. What do you find interesting about coming to the United States at this particular time?
Yeah, I feel that America is not just one thing. It's many things to me. It's, culturally very diverse, you know, and a lot of possibilities for a lot of different kinds of people from what I know, and also very politically divisive this time, I think. So it's really interesting. I only wish the best for the Americans.
Thank you very much for this conversation. We wish you all the best in the 12-week residency. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Iowa City.